Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. My, what a difference 24 hours makes. Yesterday, we couldn't even get Gary on the line with us. Transmitter problems. They were off the air, but never fear. Never fear. We got everything worked out, and we are back and better than ever, as they say. Great conversation that we just had with Rich and I from WTHR Sports, and we're going to rerun that again here at approximately 6:30 today, just about the Indianapolis Colts and answer some questions and unpacking what's going on there. Man, there's a lot of decisions to make there. So, an exciting offseason, at the same time, a disappointing season for those Indianapolis Colts. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us here today on a hump day. That's right, boys and girls. It's almost Friday. So hope that you guys can stick around, because on Saturday, remember, it's the Balanced Gridiron. And, I was just talking with Greg Rakestraw today. He's going to jump on the show on Friday, going to talk a little high school sports for us. Those of you that don't know Greg Rakestraw from Hometown Sports Indiana, he knows it all when it comes to high school sports, basketball, football, the Indianapolis Colts, and so forth. Well, you want to stick around. We'll be right back with Gary Snyder on 1400 WBAT in Marion as we begin our simulcast for the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
shop.21stcenturyfirearms.com. Store hours are 10 to 6 Monday through Friday. Saturdays are open from 9 to 4. Any questions, give them a call, 260-824-5530.
This is Michelle Caruso Cabrera from CNBC's Power Lunch, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Hey, kid, do I have your attention? I know the way you've been living. I've no reckless tragedy in this. Welcome to the family. Hey, there's something missing. Only time will alter your vision. Never in question, lethal injection. Welcome to the family.
Here on the Gary Snyder Show. Hope you enjoyed Rich Nye. You know, he just offers some insight maybe you don't get every day about the Colts. And we'll talk a little bit more between Tom and myself here in just a minute. And but first, as usual, as always, I don't know. Now, most of you have heard the story of my experience trying to buy carpet for my home. And I did what everybody else did when I started the process. I went and checked out the big home improvement box stores. But when I did this, I found something was missing. You know what it is if you've done it. Service. Then a friend recommended Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington have all the top brands of carpeting, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Baylow, Shaw, and the list goes on and on. Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington also had that special something that was missing from all those big home improvement box stores. Great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you are looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl, heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens, and carry the H&K countertops made right here in Marion, Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington will have what you need when you need it with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor. And you know what? They would not have been in business for over 50 years. That's 50 years. I'll say that one more time. Over 50 years if they weren't doing it exactly right. Give Todd a call. He'll take care of you. He took care of me. 260-356-7226. Again, 260-356-7226 for a free estimate. You can also visit them on the web at laymanfloorcovering.com. Or just head on into their newly expanded store at 1940 Aetna Avenue in Huntington. Lehman Floor Covering. All right. If you cannot remember all that, all you really need to remember, GaryLSnyder.com. Over 15,000 unique visitors this month. Thank you for listening and visiting GaryLSnyder.com. We do have an online poll up right now. Do you support a new sales tax for online purchases in Indiana? Right now we have an overwhelming no effing way. And yes, I know what effing means. Welcome, Tom.
Well, welcome. I was beginning to wonder if you forgot about me there.
Kidding. I did not. Had to get the good people at Lehman Floor Covering in, of course. We have the new online poll up. And it's looking pretty ugly with over 90, people chiming in since about 9:30 this morning. I got the poll up just before my power went out this morning.
Your power? You lost power at 4 o'clock this morning?
No, I lost it at about 10 this morning.
Really? I know I heard a lot of people up there around Peru area. Do you have Duke Energy?
We do not. We have United REMC, and you thought, I mean, our power was flickering all night last night, and we lost it a couple times briefly, But about 10:30 this morning, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, no wind, nothing, boom, power goes out and stays out till about 1.
In other words, that's when you went down and paid your bill. I got you. Blame it on the storm, Gary. I
always call the next door neighbor just to make sure. Hey, is your power off? Make sure I didn't forget to pay the bill.
I understand. But yeah, what a great conversation that we just had with Rich Nye. He always gives a great him and Philip also both. He was here on the Balance Network yesterday afternoon. Unfortunately, your listeners were unable to hear that interview. Because of your weather issues up there. But, yeah, what a great insight that Rich and I always brings to us when we talk about the Colts. And let's face it, the Colts have one of those seasons that, and it, you know, like I said, Orlovsky played in the 0-16 team with Detroit, which ironically has been the only 0-16 team. So, you know, I think that we need to resolve the fact that this season's over with, and we just need to play the games as a matter of formality, get done with them, and let's just see what happens in the offseason. And like Rich said, tomorrow's going to be an exciting day for the Colts, and a lot of stuff might begin to the smoke might begin to clear away tomorrow.
Well, let's go ahead and give this number out if you guys want to chime in on the Colts. Bill, feel more than free to give us a call. We have we're using the Balance call-in number just because we can take a lot more calls. 917-889-8516. Again, 917-889-8516. And don't worry about long distance. If you have a cell phone, long distance charges, you know, you don't pay them anymore. And 917-889-8516 if you want to chime in on the Colts and what the Colts should do. And, you know, one thing that really – I guess, perked my ears a little bit in the conversation with Rich Nye was the fact that it's not completely out of the possibility that Peyton Manning would be put on the field this year if he's able to play. And if he is put on the field, it would be more to showcase his abilities and his health to other teams rather than to help the Colts win right now.
I don't think it's certainly out of the possibility at all, Gary. I think that there is that slim window of hope that we'll see Peyton Manning, number 18, back on the field. But I wouldn't put my hopes in, and I certainly – me, I would say it's not going to happen. There's no reason to. I mean, maybe to showcase, but I could see that angle slightly. But I don't believe that Bill Polian and the Colts are going to take that extreme of a measure. No, I mean, if they want to show that kind of confidence, I think what they would do is suit him up, but not play him. I think if they suited him up, that would just send everybody in a tailspin. Oh, wait a minute, Peyton's suited up. He's warming up on the sideline when he's not really doing anything but stand there. But if he's suited up and had an earpiece on, I think that would show a lot of confidence to Colts fans. But I don't even think they're going to go that far. And I know Bill Polian says that they have plenty of money, and money will not prevent the Indianapolis Colts from taking a quarterback in next year's NFL draft, which that, to me, kind of means that he's tipping his hat a little bit, that they definitely are looking at Andrew Luck. Obviously, that would be the most obvious answer to take. But you got to remember, there's other quarterbacks out there, and whether or not that you draft Andrew Luck, you almost have to just to get the draft picks behind that you can use him as a gambling piece, if you will. And you can even use Peyton Manning as a pawn. And, you know, obviously the Washington Redskins and the Miami Dolphins are going to come knocking. So they're going to give up a hefty price. So if you've got Andrew Luck, who's healthy and ready to play, and you can make a healthy trade for some really good draft picks for Peyton Manning, and Peyton Manning, you know, has had his time here, we've had our time with him. It's time to let him go. I say we don't see Peyton Manning ever take a snap for the Indianapolis Colts again.
Because the last thing you want right now is, A, Peyton Manning to get on that field and to blow a knee out or something, or hurt his neck, or get injured in any way. And number two, Peyton Manning to get out on that field and win more than two of their remaining six games.
Yeah, they're not going to take that chance at all, Gary. The Colts are not going to put Peyton Manning under center at all for any reason at any time. And if I'm proven wrong, I'll eat crow on this, but I honestly just don't see it happening. I think today he had his x-rays done, and I think we're just going to find out he's just not healthy. He just can't play, and I think you're going to find out tomorrow. They're going to move him over to injured reserve and move forward, and his season's over. And let's face it, guys, it's time to start planning the funeral for metaphorically for Peyton Manning. And he's a competitor, but he also is one of these type of guys that would quit at the top of his game. So I think that he wants to retire a Colt. He's been here for so long, his entire career. I don't think he has the Brett Favre mentality. I don't think that's what would go through his mind. If he went to any team at all, it would be because he still feels like he can compete at the level that he needs to compete at. And if Peyton Manning doesn't feel like he can do it, he isn't going to play. And right now I can tell you he doesn't feel like he could play or he'd be playing.
And, again, the last thing you want to do is see Peyton Manning get hurt. And, again, if you want to chime in on this conversation, the number to call, 917-889-8516. Again, 917-889-8516. If you want to chime in on the Peyton Manning dilemma, situation, whatever it is. All right, Tom, we're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little more Colts before we're joined by Jimmy Cavanaugh and IU basketball preview of the Hoosiers matchup tonight in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today. All right, and welcome back to the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. My name is Tom Mark LaSalle, Presidente. So glad that you could join us on a hump day Wednesday. Friday's almost here, guys. And check it out. Tomorrow, first day of December, jingle bells, jingle bells. Got your Christmas shopping done? I'll tell you what I'll take. Same thing you got me last year. Hey, by the way, if you want to chime in on this Colts conversation, 917-889-8516 is our digits. We're standing by here waiting to team up with the simulcast of 1400 WBAT and Marion with the Gary Snyder Show. And I tell you what, there's a lot to talk about. It's going to be a very exciting season, off season, for the Indianapolis Colts. Do they keep Peyton Manning? Do they fire Caldwell? Do they hire, go out and spend a lot of money on a big-name coach? Do they draft Andrew Luck? You know, there is that possibility. It's a slim one at that, but there is that possibility that the Colts don't draft Luck. You got to remember, there's still Barkley out there at USC, and there's a lot of good picks out there. Now, here's why I think that they'll draft Andrew Luck, because they need him
for a pawn. But the thing is, you got to, even though no matter what Bill Polian says they got plenty of money to pay out the contract for Peyton Manning and pay a brand new rookie quarterback, which is just on the same caliber as Peyton Manning, a lot of money. So, you know, the thing about it is, I don't think they do. I don't think they're going to do it. I'll call his bluff on that all day long. And, you know, certainly Bill's been invited on this show many times and has respectively declined to hit due to his very busy schedule. But I would like to ask him, I don't know that he can pay Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck. And why would you want to pay an unhealthy quarterback? Peyton Manning drafted that contract the way that it is. So I'm certain that there'll be a lot of things going on in the whirlwind in the next few weeks, especially as we move into the offseason. Standing by here to join 1400 WBAT with the Gary Snyder Show. And certainly, guys, if you have a thought or a comment, give us a call at 917-889-8516. What are your thoughts in Indianapolis Colts? Do they get a new coach? Like I said, there's going to be a lot of several high-profile names in the discussion if the owner, Jim Irsay, decides to fire Jim Caldwell. Right now, you know, Jim Caldwell's rooting for Peyton Manning to stay put, because I can tell you one thing, if Peyton Manning can play with the Indianapolis Colts, he is going to stay with the Indianapolis Colts, and Caldwell's job is safe. You say why? Because it's Peyton Manning's system under Tony Dungy for the most part. Caldwell was Tony Dungy's little boy, not literally. So the thing is, that system that Peyton knows very well, Jim Caldwell knows how to coach. If Peyton Manning comes back and suits back up in the number 18, Caldwell's job is safe, absolutely. So, you know, we'll be curious to see on some of those high-profile names that might come to pass. You know, quite frankly, I don't think we're going to see Peyton Manning. You know, I think that, you know, here's the thing. You never saw him and Ashley together ever. You never even knew that Ashley was pregnant. And on top of that, we've never even seen his 8-month-old son. Now, all of a sudden, on Sunday, the day that they honor the retirement of Marvin Harrison, one of the other greatest wide receivers, the greatest players ever with the Indianapolis Colts, you see Peyton Manning show up in the locker room with young Marshall, wearing a number 18, grabbing the mic, cheesing the smile. Here's what I say, guys. Peyton Manning's saying, hey, there is more to football to me. And it's time that the public understand that. I think the public, he wants us, the fans, to realize it's time to say goodbye. Will he be in the broadcast booth? I don't know. He might put on a suit and run for the Senate for Louisiana. That's been tossed around. Coaching. But I can tell you one thing, he's not going to play unless he's healthy. So we'll see what kind of things happen in the offseason. Obviously, Jeff Fisher is one of the top names I'm sure Irsay will be looking at. Does he go out there and does he pay a lot of money for Bill Cowher, you know, ex-coach for the Steelers? Does he do that? Obviously, you know, there's a lot of personnel transactions going on. And so, you know, we'll see how it all pans out. 917-889-8516 is the digits to get on here at the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. We'll be right back, and when we get back, we'll be teaming up with the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT in Marion. We get right back.
Beating a lot of these teams that they're playing now, beating them badly. And as we head into the game with New England this weekend, I think some of, and Rich and I didn't think so, but I think a lot of these games, the Colts' past success does play into maybe an extra touchdown or two with some of these blowouts.
No, I absolutely agree. I'm sorry. I thought you were going to say something else there, Gary. I'm still battling this cold. Are you there?
I am here.
Oh, okay. See, after yesterday, I'm just so gun-shy of total silence. I mean,
apparently radio
myself,
doesn't work when it snows.
Radio doesn't work when
I'm just joking here. The people at WBAT do a great job, and just a freak snowstorm yesterday, and the engineers and the staff here at WBAT did a yeoman's job at getting us back up and running and back on the air.
Well, we know that God hates the Gary Snyder Show, so
we do. Rodigan brought that up. Yes, God does hate the Gary Snyder Show.
You know, he even tweeted that while we were on the air yesterday. God hates the Gary Snyder Show. So you know you've made it when John Brodigan from New York City sends a tweet out letting the world know that God hates the Gary Snyder Show. maybe you need
don't
to
offer hate me
up.
Because I'm beautiful. Hate me
well,
because I'm good.
Well, and maybe that's why there's so many Peyton Manning haters out there. I don't know. And you know, we were talking a little bit on the break, Gary, that I don't see it. And you know, I'd be curious to hear our list. I know we got just a minute or two before we team up with Jimmy the intern and talk about some IU. And I tell you what, I'm excited to see IU basketball play. It's that time of year. It's that time of year. The ACC matchup tonight. It's that time of year. Let's start talking about some basketball. And Friday afternoon, 5:07, Greg Rakestraw from Hometown Sports Indiana, and obviously a very well-known radio personality here in Indianapolis, will be on the air with us here on the show on the Balance Radio Network and the Gary Snyder Show to break down some high school basketball and some college basketball. And we're also coming up to the Big Ten Football Big Ten Football Championship as well. But I don't know if we got to take a news break or whatever, Gary, but Jimmy is on the line with us. So if you want to go to your break and we can catch up with him after that or wherever
Let's
you're at.
Let's do that. We'll take our bottom of the hour news and we'll be back with Jimmy Cavanaugh, the official IU sports intern for the Gary Snyder Show right here on 1400 WBAT.
Gary Snyder, 1400 WBAT. We'll be right back with him teaming up with Jimmy the intern. That's right. He's got his brand new ghetto cruiser, his Mercury Marquis. Can't remember what year it was, but hey, we'll have to give him a hard time about it. He's got one more week of hard time, but we're going to talk some Big Ten, and I'm excited to see the Big Ten underway. It's kind of like when baseball starts, everybody gets all excited about it, but then it kind of fades off. But I like college basketball, follow it a lot, and just gets us revved up for March, and I'm really excited to see how well our Indiana Hoosiers will do this year. Fantastic start to the season, and obviously, you know, some big names out there at IU, and so we're going to talk to Jimmy, the intern, about that. When we get back, can't even talk today. I talk for a living. I don't talk much at all, though. Right here on the Balance Gary Snyder Show, we'll be right back. We're going to be teaming up with 1400 WBAT and Jimmy the intern. You like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out
on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today. Welcome back to the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente, getting ready to team up with Gary Snyder and 1400 WBAT and Jimmy the Intern. We're going to talk some IU basketball. That's right. It's the Big Ten ACC matchup coming up.
Franco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Franco offers a 92-cent CPM plus a competitive FSC, and that is on all dispatches. Franco drivers average 2,500 plus miles a week, and they are home on the weekends. Franco offers consistent lanes with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Franco has to offer, then give Ray a call. Don't do it tonight. He's at home eating dinner. Do it tomorrow. 866-397-2581, or visit them on the web at Franco.org. Franco, they are a freight moving company. Now, after my show ends tonight, you will be treated to IU basketball here on WBAT. And here to join us now to talk IU basketball, to preview, if you will, the IU North Carolina State game, part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. That would be Jimmy Cavanaugh. Jimmy, welcome.
What's up, Gary? Ready to talk to my U-hoops.
Now, you did not get in the big ghetto cruiser and head down to Raleigh, did you?
I really wanted to, but I had a test today. I had a group presentation today. So, yeah, unfortunately, I was not able to make the 14-hot-hour drive.
But you are here to preview the game for us, the 6 or 7-0. Which one is it?
I believe right now they're 6-0. Don't quote me on it. I'm pretty sure they're 6-0.
The 6-0 Hoosiers taking on North Carolina State. And as you heard in our sports here earlier, we have a local guy playing for North Carolina State. I'd love to tell you his name, but I can't read my own handwriting.
can't help you there. I can't help you there, local guy playing for NC State.
Of course you can't. Why in the hell would I expect you guys to bail me out?
I'm trying to remember who you're talking about. I know it's. I think it's a shooting guard. A really accurate guy. If I see his name, I'll be able to remember it. But off the top of my head, no go.
No go. Well, I'll tell you what is a go. It is the Indiana Hoosiers are winning some games. And I tell you what, right up there with the Twitter buzzes and the Twitters are Cody Zeller. Everybody's talking about Cody Zeller and Tim Tebow. So if you're Cody Zeller, you know you're doing something right. I guess there's not anybody else on the team right now than Cody Zeller. But obviously, freshman forward Cody Zeller, Jimmy, has twice been named the big freshman of the week. He's a big guy, and he's hoping to lead the Hoosiers into a big season. What role does he play in this big matchup against the ACC?
Well, Tom, he's going to be playing a massive role because this is the first game IU's playing where they're going to have a group of guys about as big as Zeller. I mean, the first couple games, I mean, Evansville had one good player above 6'6". That was the height of their tallest player. They had a couple other 6'8 guys they threw at him who didn't play all that often. Andrew Smith for Butler, 6'11". Nobody else really approaches that height. And Zeller playing against Andrew Smith, that was really the toughest test he's had so far this year. North Carolina State on their roster has a bunch of guys 6'8 and taller. They actually have a 7'1" center. He doesn't play all that much. His name's Jordan Vandenberg, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him get a few more minutes than he averages normally. Really quick, getting back to Gary's point, Scott Wood is the local hometown kid from Marion, Indiana.
Look at that, the intern coming through for me.
Exactly. What else do you pay me for, Gary? Cody Zeller.
I don't.
Getting back to Cody Zeller, he's going to have a lot of size to deal with inside. I'll be really interested to see if they throw C.J. Leslie at him, the really athletic 6'8 sophomore out of North Carolina. He's basically a 6'8 version of Victor Oladipo. But Zeller, they're going to have to try to run some offense through him, maybe run some plays through him, see how he handles the increased athleticism, length, and height that North Carolina State throws at him. He's going to have to play a big role if IU wants to come out with a win.
All right, and if you're just joining us, we have Tom Marquis, co-host of the show from 4:30 to 6, and also Jimmy Cavanaugh, the official IU sports intern for the Gary Snyder Show. If you have questions for any of us, more particular Jimmy, because, heck, I didn't even know the local boy was that was playing, 917-889-8516. Again, 917-889-8516. If you have a question or want to chime in on the IU Hoosiers as they have started 6-0, face North Carolina State tonight right here on WBAT after this show ends. Well, Jimmy, heading into this game, this is by far IU's toughest test, probably I think the first or second non-Division II or high school team that they're playing. So what do you expect from North Carolina State tonight?
Well, North Carolina State and their style of play is going to have a lot to do with how IU is able to succeed. I think there are a couple things that match up pretty well for the Hoosiers. Number one is North Carolina State doesn't shoot They don't shoot a lot of threes. They're a very two-point-oriented team. IU has done a great job defending inside the arc. They've let some perimeter shooters get open early in the year, so that could be a big help for them tonight, defending the perimeter. Number two, I would say, would be the fact that North Carolina State likes to get out and run. They like to run the fast break, and so does IU. That benefits IU and their style of play because they've struggled a little bit in the half court on offense this year. If they can get out and run like they like to and play the kind of defense they've been playing earlier this year, I think they have a great chance at winning. But like I said before, this is the most talented team they've faced all year. North Carolina State has a lot of talent. I'll mention C.J. Leslie again just because I think he'll be that important. I don't know who IU puts on him. Victor Oladipo is a little undersized. Will Sheehy may be the best bet. But this guy is 6'8", 210 pounds, averaging 17 points and 6 rebounds a game. I mean, he's the real deal. So basically it's going to come down to pace of play, it's going to come down to IU being able to get out and run, and they're going to need to hit a few three-point shots too. They'll need to get to the foul line, hit a few threes. If they do that, I think they do stand a really good chance at winning.
Now, Jimmy, Indiana has shot 52% from the field, 43% from the three-point range. But 72% has been from the line. They cannot continue to survive that way, even though I know they've had a great start to the season. Obviously, they've won by 20 or more points, which is the best they've ever done. But, you know, I just think that they need to do better than that 43% three-point shot percentage. I think that if you could swap those two percentages around from the field goal line, from the free throw line to the three-point line, I think that'll help out a lot. And I just know that North Carolina State, you know, is a good team. Obviously, they're in a team of transition. Got a new coach. The guy from Alabama is out there. So I know that beating Indiana is on the top of North Carolina State's list. They've only played twice, so they're not really familiar with the Hoosiers, and the Hoosiers really aren't familiar with them. So that said, you know, Indiana has to do better from the three-point line if they're going to beat North Carolina State. Would you agree?
Well, I mean, they've shot pretty well from the three-point line this year. I mean, it really hasn't been bad this season. They've had one game really where they went pretty cold, and that was a couple games ago against Gardner-Webb. But you're exactly right that they need to remain consistent, especially from the free throw line. You talked about the free throw line. I'm pretty sure that's what you're referring to, because IU's been both hot and cold in the different games. I don't want to hear any Katy Perry references while I get through this. They've either shot basically 80% or 60% from the line. They've been getting there a lot. I mean, Butler, I believe, shot 36 free throws, hit 29 of them, were incredibly accurate, over 80%. I don't think that's realistic for them to keep up. I think if they shoot around 75%, Tom Crean will be happy with that, because Tom Pritchard's on the team. He might get some. Burdell's not a very good free throw shooter. I think it's more about the attempts than the actual percentage, because I think the makes will come. There are a lot of guys who are very good at shooting free throws. But as long as they're able to keep it up above that 70% mark, as long as they can get to the line, you know, 20 times, maybe even 30 times, I wouldn't argue with 30 times. The more they get to the line, the better. And if they continue to make that a point of emphasis, I think that'll really help them out.
All right, guys, if you want to chime in on this or anything else on IU basketball, you can do that by giving us a call. And this is a special number other than our regular number, 917-889-8516. 917-889-8516 if you want to chime in on IU basketball and their matchup with North Carolina State tonight. Quick news break, and we will be right back here on the Gary Snyder Show.
We'll be right back here on the Balance Radio Network. We're going to team back up with 1400 WBAT and Jimmy the Intern. Talking about that IU-North Carolina game, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a good game, and I think that this is going to be one of those games that is going to put Indiana to the challenge. I mean, I look at the roster, the size, the recruiting rankings of this team, make it clear that it'll be one of the toughest tests for IU this season. I mean, the size of their guards in particular and how Jordan Hollis will match up defensively is a major concern. Also, the sheer number of big guys who play meaningful minutes will provide a stiff test for Mr. Cody Zeller. Well, we'll get to Jimmy's thoughts on that. I think IU could win, but this is no Evansville, and so I think that IU could win. I think IU could have, I think IU has a great shot of going. I know a lot of people are saying, okay, well, wait till the Big Ten starts, and we'll see how it really is. But you know, really, I think that you're seeing a lot of how the Indiana Hoosiers are going to play this year, the style that they're going to play, and how they're going to incorporate Cody Zeller into the offense. I think you're seeing a lot of that. So we'll be right back. When we get back, we're going to talk more with Jimmy the Intern and Gary Snyder from 1400 WBAT in Marion. This is the Balance Radio Network on Hump Day. That's right, Friday's on the way.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley, Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show with obviously what turns out to be Jimmy's favorite artist and song, talking IU basketball with Jimmy Cavanaugh. Jimmy, how'd you like that?
I was really hoping not to hear that, Gary, but you know, I'm not in charge here. I have no control over what you play on your show, so I'm not going to make it into my concerns.
You had to know that was coming when you said, hold the Katie, whatever her name is, references.
You see, I was trying to behave and not do it, but Gary always has to do that, so.
I do have the control board.
That's why he can hear you sometimes, and he can't hear you sometimes. And that's why everybody always agrees with Gary. Because he only turns the mic up when they start agreeing with him.
Isn't that funny how it works?
It's great how that works.
All right, Jimmy. Looking at the ACC Big Ten Challenge right now, the Big Ten currently leading, I believe, in the matchups. How do you see this game turning tonight? Prediction a little bit. IU, North Carolina State.
Well, if you're asking for a straight-out prediction, I'd like to preface it for all the fans listening by saying that IU's really impressed me so far this year. I've been my expectations have been exceeded at nearly every turn. I didn't think that they would beat Evansville as badly as they did. I thought that the Butler game would be a little closer. I was pleasantly surprised when they pulled away late there, and you know, even the games against the more cupcake of opponents have been impressive. They've won those in convincing fashion. That said, North Carolina State's a different beast. Matchup, I'd say, interestingly, with Indiana, if IU doesn't play, you know, a really good, consistent, almost perfect game, not quite perfect, they're not that good, but if IU doesn't play the way that it really needs to, if they don't play clean, and I think North Carolina State beats them. I think North Carolina State right now is the better team. It's the better group. And IU going to have to get hot from the perimeter or draw a lot of fouls, get somebody in foul trouble, or, you know, just have somebody have one of those seminal epic nights, and it could very well be Cody Zeller. Prediction-wise, though, I'm going to have to go with North Carolina State over IU by a score of 73-69. I think it'll be close. I think IU will stay right in it. I think the points will be up there, and I think that IU's defense will keep North Carolina State to a low field goal percentage. But IU's turned it over a little too much to make me comfortable with this team. They haven't rebounded quite as well as I'd like them to. So I think and those are two areas that North Carolina State is pretty good at, rebounding and forcing turnovers.
Well, Jimmy, North Carolina State obviously is going to be a tough matchup. IU historically does not play well on the road, and they travel out of state for the first time, and I think that that's going to have some impact on some of the young players. Obviously, North Carolina's got something to match up with Jordan Hollis, and that's Lorenzo Brown. I think that he's a point guard, you know, out of Georgia there that's just really heating up, and you're really just beginning to see what he can do. And he's a big 6'5" guy that I just think he's going to keep Jordan Hollis busy all night long defensively. And so I think that, you know, obviously –
the Wolfpack doesn't want to see Zeller do very well, and especially with the numbers that his brother Tyler put up against the Wolfpack. So I think that they're gonna utilize Lorenzo Brown quite often, and I like IU on this. And like you said, a bold prediction would be that IU would win comfortably, but I think IU wins at the free throw line, and they've got to hit some key 3-point shots. Excuse me, I have been battling this cold all week long. They've got to hit some key 3-point shots, and they've got to keep the turnovers from happening. And I can guarantee you one thing, North Carolina, it's going to be in their face to try to force those turnovers.
And building off that really quick, the other thing, too, to watch, you mentioned Lorenzo Brown giving Jordan Hull a handful. I think both him and Verdell Jones are going to struggle to guard him. And if that's the case, it could be worth watching to see whether Cody Zeller gets in foul trouble or not. IU really only has three big guys that they feel comfortable putting out there, Zeller, Elson, and now to a lesser degree, Tom Pritchard. This could be a situation where Pritchard has to come in and play good, meaningful minutes, because I wouldn't be surprised to see Cody Zeller get into some foul trouble.
All right, and we do have a couple minutes left, and if you want to give us a call and talk a little IU basketball, 917-889-8516. I think the undefeated season comes to an end tonight for the Hoosiers. I think it's probably an 8-to-10-point game for North Carolina State. This is obviously IU's toughest matchup to date, someone that is not other than Butler or a high school. I think they fall probably 75-65 tonight, Jimmy.
65 points? They can get more than that.
Well, let's move just ahead just a little bit because, you know, it's important for IU to build on this momentum because they do have some pretty high-profile games coming up against Kentucky, to say the least. How important it is to keep this momentum going heading into the Kentucky game?
Pretty important because, honestly, I think that they have a puncher's chance at knocking off Kentucky, because Kentucky has turned the ball over a lot. They have freshmen who are still getting used to, you know, tough environments. I don't think they've played a road game like they will play at Assembly Hall. And, you know, with the crowd on their side, IU has really done a really good job of playing at home with big stakes. And I wouldn't be surprised to see them beat Kentucky. They shouldn't be favored by any means, but I wouldn't be shocked. I think that keeping the momentum going, keeping confidence going, they win against North Carolina State, you know, maybe they roll into the Kentucky game and shock some people.
Just one last question to have for you. I know we're running out of time here, and you mentioned that Kentucky game. Kentucky is going to be prepared to play IU. IU is going to be prepared to play Kentucky. Obviously, that's a big, big rival. That's a big, big game. But how much of an impact does a win or loss with Kentucky coming up, does that mean to IU's morale moving forward into the season? Because I think they could go very, very far this season on just momentum alone.
I wouldn't question that. I think that a win, no doubt, catapults them against Kentucky. Cat, get it? They're the Wildcats? Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
Now I have to see what song I have to go with that one.
Kentucky, like I said, a win, I think, does a lot. A loss, if they keep it close, I think fans feel a lot better about this team. No one's expecting them to win. A win would really be a bonus, but you know, if they win or if they keep it close, or even if they get blown out against Kentucky, people will say, okay, they're the number one or two team in the country, depending on what happens in these next couple weeks, and they'll be able to deal with it. So I think a win could do a lot, and a loss doesn't really hurt them all that much, depending on what they do the next game.
And let's be honest, John Calipari is basically a hired gun, and he brings in almost professional players. My guess is probably pays them. And that's what you get with Kentucky and John Calipari anyway.
Pretty much.
All right, real quick, let's wrap things up here. Jimmy, where can people find your work?
Well, I'm taking a couple days off on IU football coverage, thank God, but I'll still be writing for IU Sportcom, doing podcasts for IUSportcom.com. And you can also check out my weekly radio show, 10 to 11, on Friday mornings on WIUX.org and WIUX 99.1.
Plus, covering the Hoosiers for us all season long on the basketball front, correct?
Correct.
And I think I have to give you a grade at some point, don't I?
Do you? I was aware of
that. That'd be funny if I did. All right, Tom, real quick.
Well, the Balance Radio Network, just hang around here because we're going to play hour number two as heard on 1400 WBAT. We're going to rerun that great interview that we had with Rich Nye from WTHR Sports. And also, I believe that you had Senator Jim Banks on as well. And so we're going to rerun that interview. And www.thebalanceonline.com. And, of course, follow us on Twitter, T-Balance, and Facebook, The Balance.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Have a great evening.
Thanks, Mr. Gary.
Thanks.
Gary Snyder Show, always fun to team up with him on 1400 WBAT and Marion and Mr. Jimmy the Intern. Give us a good insight of what's going on with them Indiana Hoosiers. Great start. I do think North Carolina State Wolfpack is going to be giving them a run for their money tonight. But I think IU can win. I really do. And I think IU can win. I think IU can win if, fill in the blank here, right? I mean, Indiana does not have to play its game, air quotes, but they surely can't play theirs. So that, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Being outmatched physically and athletically, not to mention being on the road, the Hoosiers will have to play smart. Well, we'll certainly have more conversations about that as the week goes along. Right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis. We'll be right back with hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show, as heard on 1400 WBAT on a hump day right before Friday on the Balance Radio Network.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Well, we were supposed to have a music bed there. Well, here we go. I'm just going to play it because here it is.
This is the Gary Snyder Show, and I am Andrew Breitbart, sort of the king of all media.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, Well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a K car.
A nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd
buy you love. If I had $1 million.
All right. We are back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. All right. Who had? Everybody look at your pool cards. Who had 72 days or October 31st, 2011, for the divorce filing for Kim and Chris? Come on, I know someone had it. We had a big pool. Someone picked that day and time. All right. Before we get to our next guest, which is, by the way, Abby Phillip from Politico.com, look outside. Well, maybe today's not the best example. Look out east over the weekend. There we go. Winter is rapidly approaching and time is running out to get that much-needed work done on your home. Got a leaky roof or storm damage? Call Dominion Home Builders now, 317-523-8414. Dominion Home Builders is an honest, top-notch general contractor serving Central, East Central, and North Central Indiana. Call them today, 317-523-8414. That's 317-523-8414. Or you can go online and find them at dhbindiana.com. Dominion Home Builders, structurally sound, distinguished by excellence. Or, all you really have to remember is just GaryLSnyder.com. You'll see their ad there. Click on it. Takes you right there, and boom, you're good to go with any of our advertisers or sponsors. All right, now joining us, she is a White House reporter for Politico.com, Abby Phillip. Welcome to the Gary Snyder Show.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Well, Abby, you know, the big news, it's been I guess, circulating for a while. Been in the headlines. It kind of came to fruition today, but I really want to get your opinion on this, and that is the impending divorce of Chris Humphries and Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, it's shocking would be to be a little bit tongue in cheek, but their made for TV marriage is pretty much over, and that's the big headline today, at least in Washington D.C. We're pretty focused on the Kardashian family around here.
You know, and it's just so hard to believe. I just had Bruce Jenner on just weeks ago talking about the wedding special they were doing, and now it's just over already.
So soon. I mean, this had been in the tabloids for so long, and I thought that none of that was true, and turns out that the tabloids are always right. So I stand corrected.
You know, they seem to be right more times than not.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's focus on the White House today and some of the characters trying to get into the White House. And we'll start with President Obama's, announcement last week on student loans. We now know that student loan debt, you know, to be honest, I think is going to end up being more crushing than any credit card or bank bailout that we've ever had to do. But he announced some new parameters for repaying your student loans and speeding some of that up. I think that was Thursday. Why don't you walk us through that real quick?
Yeah, this is an interesting one because I think the president is responding in a lot of ways to the Occupy Wall Street protesters, many of whom are actually pretty young, and have been clamoring for politicians, for the government to address the issue of the high cost of higher education. And a lot of people I talked to last week said, you know, this is a clear a clear shout out to those protesters and to some of the things that they've been calling for. Also because, you know, college affordability is a serious issue that a lot of families and young students and those people who really propelled Obama into the White House in 2008, college affordability is a really big issue for them. And so it seems kind of obscure, but I think that the White House recognized that not only was this important for a constituency that the president really needs, but it's also just a broadly popular issue that everyone, you know, from parents to their college-bound kids, wants college to be a little bit cheaper and does not necessarily want to be saddled with a lot of student loan debt.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you had an opportunity to get out amongst, is amongst a word, amongst the Occupy, and obviously you can fill in the blank on whatever city you're in, and talk to them yet?
I haven't gotten a chance to do it myself, but I think they sort of represent a diverse set of desires and demands. And I think, you know, I say that they've been clamoring for this with a little bit of caution, in part because it's such a disparate group of people, and they all kind of want different things. But on the other hand, this is, it seems to me that the White House is very much interested in, you know, addressing some of their concerns and maybe bringing or even perhaps preventing those protesters from turning against the president and Democrats by trying to address some of their concerns.
Now, when you take a look, we have two diverging groups here. We have the Tea Party people. We have the Occupy Wall Streeters. The Republican Party, I think, reluctantly, at least initially, embraced the Tea Party. Now you see a lot of consternation between the two groups, the Republican Party and the Tea Party people. The Democrats have kind of put their arm around the Occupy Wall Street people, the President, Congress, and Democrats as a whole. Can you foresee an issue where maybe the Occupy Wall Street people kind of become like the Tea Party to the Republican Party, kind of like the redheaded stepchild of the party?
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely foresee that being a very good potential, just because one of the things that's really dangerous about these protesters from a political perspective are the images that are coming out of, you know, the streets, you know, people being arrested, violent clashes with police, and in some of those instances, I think that the public relations has come out in favor of the Wall Street protesters. In some instances, I don't think it has. I think that any politician, and particularly the Democrats, are going to be worried about aligning themselves too closely with protesters who are seen as being aligned with, you know, violence in the streets and, you know, and anarchy and chaos and that sort of thing. These are not necessarily images that they want to be too closely associated with. So there's no question that Democrats are tiptoeing around this in a lot of ways and hoping that at the end of the day that the demands of the Occupy Wall Street protesters will resonate more than some of these less than savory images that are being played on cable news every single day, pretty much.
Do you think that the Occupy Wall Street crowd is getting a little more favorable play in the media than the Tea Party group, or do you think it's been pretty fair?
Well, I think certainly there's a little bit of an imbalance here. In the very beginning of the Tea Party group, I think they got a lot of play from the Fox News network, and that sort of propelled them into the mainstream. In this case, it's sort of the other way around, where you have the sort of, in quotation marks, mainstream media outlets like ABC and CNN and MSNBC spending a lot of time covering these protesters. And so as a matter of volume, it's just a lot. There's just a lot more coverage coming from some of these mainstream outlets, and I think that, you know, to some extent they are being sort of reported favorably. You know, there isn't a whole lot of coverage of some of the more unsavory things that are floating around the internet, for example, you know, videos of protesters doing doing things in the streets, and you know, I mean, and these are sort of these are the things actually that Tea Party groups have been circulating to kind of make the point that none of this stuff is really getting covered by the mainstream media, and I think to some extent they're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, because I know my last three texts that I've got that I've received on my phone while I'm doing this are hippies, communists, and vile about the Occupy Wall Street people. Hey, Abby, can you hold on for a quick break?
Sure thing.
You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Hello, this is Gunner from the Ice House. Recently, as you know, my father, Steve Rosley, better known as the Iceman, passed away, leaving a big hole in our community. Some of our good friends spoke with Connie and myself about a scholarship fund in my dad's name at the Community Foundation. And since Dad touched so many lives of the people in the community of Marion, Connie and I can think of no better way to honor him than to create a fund that will carry on his tradition of giving back. If you'd like to participate, please make your donations out to the Community Foundation with Rosley in the memo line. We want to thank you in advance for your participation, and as my dad would always say, thank you, friends.
Lynn Johnson will be a mayor for Marion that will produce results. The current administration has promised 1,000 jobs at a cost of nearly $391 million in incentives. How many of these jobs have been delivered? None. Sure, we've seen handfuls of jobs show up, but not the kinds of jobs that produce the income where folks can support their families. Lynn Johnson has ideas. Ideas that will produce results, not the empty promises we've been hearing. Vote Lynn Johnson for mayor of Marion on November the 8th.
Paid for by Pam Hutchison and authorized by the committee to elect Lynn Stribe Johnson for mayor.
It's K&L Dental's Halloween candy buyback this Tuesday, November 1st from 4 to 8 p.m. Kids 12 and under, bring your wrapped candy and receive $1 per pound of candy, up to 5 pounds. Whoever brings in the most candy wins a new bike. Costumes are welcome. All children must be accompanied by an adult. Collected candy will be donated to Operation Gratitude and sent in care packages to troops overseas. K&L Dental's Halloween candy buyback, Tuesday, 4 till 8 at 117 Mulberry Street, Marion.
We're going to be trick-or-treating this Halloween, and we've got one thing on our mind, candy. And that means we might not be watching for cars, but you can watch for us. Please slow down when you see us and help keep us safe this Halloween. And we'll probably be stopping by your house to trick-or-treat, so please get the good candy this year.
This Halloween safety message brought to you by Harker Law Office in Marion and by Southworth Ford Lincoln Mercury in Marion, reminding you to have a safe and happy Halloween.
Hey, this is Mark Stein. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Before we get back to our guest, Abby Phillip, Schaefer's Indiana Turf. They're just up the road in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go for all of your mowing needs this fall, which, you know, you still may have a time or two left. You know how Indiana weather is. And all your snow removal needs this winter, including the brand new Ariens Snow Throw Snow Blowers. You have to see these things. Gravely Mowers, and of course, they're still one of Indiana's largest Dixie Chopper dealers. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that's a really long time. Or if you're actually doing the math, that's over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. They still carry all the top brands, the Ariens Snow Throw Snow Blowers, Gravely and Hustler Mowers, Dixie Chopper, and they even have Echo chainsaws and leaf blowers in stock now. And keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Give them a call, 260 489-3391. You can visit them at their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road, just up the highway in Fort Wayne. And of course, you can always visit them 24/7 at indianaturf.com. And of course, the best tagline ever, Schaefer's Indiana Turf. Remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. All right, we're back with our guest, Abby Phillip, White House reporter from Politico.com. All right, Abby, other than the big news, taking Washington this week and into today, that is the Chris Humphrey and Kim Kardashian split. One other thing I wanted to discuss is the fact that Governor Rick Perry said that he was pretty much done with debates. Then he said, well, maybe five more, and now it's coming out that he'll probably still be at all of them. What's your take on this?
I don't think that Rick Perry really could have gotten away with stepping out of debates and avoiding basically confronting the electorate and his fellow presidential contenders. I think that was sort of a failed trial balloon that his camp put out there to see how people would take it, and clearly they didn't take it very well. I think it would have looked really bad for Rick Perry to just decide, hey, I can't deal with this level of confrontation anymore, and he certainly would have gotten hit from Romney and others for just simply not showing up. I think for a campaign that's faltering like his is, he really can't and could not have afforded to take those hits without being able to strike back.
You know, and if he would just come and ask me, I could simply just tell him, you know, you need to find a happy medium between drinking no Red Bull before you go out on stage and drinking two cases, and you'll be just fine.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of just like straight up debate preparation that he needs to go through, and you know, he needs to kind of demonstrate that he's disciplined enough to prep with his staff and perform on that stage. And you know, throughout his history as someone in the public sphere running for elected office, he's never really performed particularly well in a debate setting. And if he wants to compete against Barack Obama in a general election, he has to be able to demonstrate his ability to do that.
Well, if the top tier of candidates right now, if they look in their rearview mirror, they will see the old gray lady sneaking up behind them. And I'm not talking about the New York Times. I'm talking about Newt Gingrich. He's consistently had a steady rise in the polls here of late.
He has, and he's been raising a lot more money. His campaign sort of announced that he has already raised more money in the last couple of weeks than he did in the entire third quarter.
Well, again, and let me just interrupt. I've taken basic elementary math, and anything is more than zero.
Right, exactly. I mean, look, Newt Gingrich is going to be the kind of bane in everyone's existence, but I would be very, very surprised if he was able to sort of experience a resurgence that would put him in front of the more mainstream front runners, particularly Romney at this point in time, because I think Perry continues to falter. I think Herman Cain is encountering a lot of problems. And Gingrich has a lot of financial problems, but he also has a lot of management problems. And I think his campaign is in a state that is probably not going to be conducive to continuing through a very tough primary and a very tough general election. So, you know, he may be kind of getting a little bit more wind in his sails right now, but I would be surprised if that was enough to get him into the sort of last stages of this primary season once we entered in earnest in January.
Well, you know, stranger things have happened, and it's been my contention that when you watch Newt Gingrich in the debates, he is by far, and when I say every debate, I am not exaggerating, he has been the smartest and the winner, I think, of each and every debate, and I think that's catching on a little bit.
And I think to add to that, I would say that he's also quite the showman. He knows how to perform on that stage. He knows how to kind of capture the attention of the audience, and that you can't underestimate that in the context of these kinds of debates. That's really, really important. And he's also been around the block you know, quite a few times. So he's very familiar with what the Republican electorate wants. And that's going to become more and more important in this primary because the, you know, Republican primary voters are looking for authenticity. And the Mitt Romney's problem could potentially be that he doesn't come across as authentic enough. He comes across as a flip-flopper. And that's where you can potentially see a person like Newt Gingrich gaining a little bit of steam as we go into this primary because, you know, he really knows what Republicans want, and he can deliver on that, particularly in these public debates and public speaking appearances.
Now, unfortunately for Newt Gingrich, you mentioned that he has been around the block. While that works to his advantage in a lot of these debates, unfortunately, he has been around the block one too many times, and that is also hurting him in the polls, too.
There's no question. He also has a long history of embarrassing moments. This constant Tiffany's issue keeps popping up, and it's more than just a distraction. It reminds voters, it reminds people that that he has problems with his management style and perhaps even his temperament. And these are things that were well litigated months ago when he first launched his campaign. I don't think they're going to necessarily disappear.
And, of course, the most embarrassing of all being that his cell phone went off and his ringer was It's Raining Men.
Among other things, I think these little things, you always have to question whether they're how important they are. I think that when you have an avalanche of small embarrassments, I think that penetrates the psyche of voters, and that these are the kinds of problems that a good candidate would be concerned about, and their staff would be doing everything in their power to sort of get rid of the possibility that these embarrassing moments can really add up and derail their candidacy.
And I must apologize. It was not It's Raining Men. It was Dancing Queen by ABBA. My apologies, Newt. I had a whole Wednesday segment on my show. It was just Ringtone Friday, Ringtone Wednesday, and we did nothing but potential ringtones for Newt Gingrich.
That sounds like a fun game.
We had too much fun, trust me. All right, Abby, real quick, where can people find your work?
At Politico.com. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot, Abby, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Abby Phillip from Politico.com. Want to thank her. All right, quick break. When we come back, John U. Bacon and Tom Marquis here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Jim Brunner with Mayor Wayne Siebold. Wayne running for re-election on November the 8th. And, you know, Wayne, one thing that the community told the city council and you as the mayor, that they wanted a safe city. Talk about what you've done the last 4 years to make this a safe place to live.
Well, we've spent a lot of time building up the police department, keeping it at full strength, and working the budget in a way that we didn't have to lay off any of our public safety officials. So we're excited about that. And, I think one of the most exciting things is the CRT team. It's four officers that really get out into the community, walk the community. They work all different shifts, so they might be working through the night one day and then during the day the next day. And we've really it's community policing at its best. And the other thing we've done is implement the bike patrols. And the bike patrols, again, that's where you're really stopping and talking to people, finding out what's going on in the community, building those relationships. And as a result, our crime rate's lower than it's been probably in 15 years all across the board. So, hats off to our police department and our fire department. They are out there every day doing their inspections, and then they're fighting the fires and auto extractions. And by keeping them at full strength, we've maintained a high level of superiority with our fire department.
And it's not like that in other cities. You know, there's other cities in Indiana that have had to make cutbacks on police and fire.
Absolutely. A lot of other cities were making cutbacks in that area. We just felt like that's not what we wanted to do, nor was it what the public wanted. And so we made cuts in other places. And as people left the city hall through attrition, whether it was with the retirement or where they got fired for whatever reason, or they took a job somewhere else, we tried to get by without that person so we didn't have to get into public safety.
Vote for Wayne Siebold. Re-elect Mayor Wayne Siebold on November the 8th.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Wayne Siebold. Aaron Vermillion, Treasurer.
Greetings. This is Mark Draves, the President and CEO of Carey Services. Throughout my 40-year professional career, I have been a fair share giver to the United Way. Each year, the employees of Carey Services rank in the top five total employee givers to the United Way across all Grant County employee groups. Why? Because we believe the United Way is the gold standard of charitable organizations. There is no more effective way to help our friends, neighbors, and family in their time of need than through the United Way. Let's all continue to live united.
WBAT. For all the do-it-yourselfers, Stanley Steamer has all the products you'll need to do the job right. Stanley Steamer, they'll do it all. 384-4470.
Hey, are you any good at coming up with new ideas?
Actually, I'm quite good at anticipating the needs of others. I know what you're thinking.
Oh, that's what I'm looking for. You see, I need...
A bologna sandwich?
No, I...
Ball bearings?
No, I'm having trouble.
With your hair?
No, finding a good job. Do you know of a...
Plumber?
No, any websites for jobs.
Yeah. Like CentralIndianaHelpWanted.com?
What do they do?
They list hundreds of local jobs.
Wow, that's really...
A pancake.
No, great.
Anybody could have told you that.
What's wrong with my hair?
CentralIndianaHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Bringing local news to Van Buren, Matthews, and all of Grant County. We are 1400 WBAT.
From the 1400 WBAT newsroom, I'm Weston Lee. The Howard County Council will pay for increases in the cost of operating the joint dispatch center that covers the county and the city of Kokomo. Kokomo city officials say they will not increase their share of funding for the joint dispatch center in 2012, but county council officials say they'll pick it up instead. The council has appropriated an additional $50,000 for next year, though they don't expect that full amount to be used. The city and county combined to budget just under $1.5 million to operate the dispatch center next year. That includes funding for three new full-time dispatchers. And officials in Tipton County are trying to work together to figure out a site for a proposed sports complex. Developers say the sports complex that they propose would include baseball, softball, soccer, and youth football fields and could bring in more than $350,000 a year from visitors coming to Tipton for tournaments. A sports complex committee wants a land along State Road 19 south of the Tipton County Fairgrounds donated for the facility. They would use grants and donations to develop the complex. Early estimates say the sports complex would cost about $2.2 million. The Tipton City Council has approved $25,000 for engineering work on such a complex, but the council turned down a request for $200,000 to help with the construction. The idea of the major sports complex in Tipton County is nothing new. Other groups have tried for several years to build such a facility, but arguments over a site have shot down plans in the past. And authorities in Huntington say they're getting tired of dumpster fires near one apartment complex. Huntington firefighters say they've responded numerous times in recent months to dumpster fires in the vicinity of the Parkview Apartments. All have been suspicious in nature. From the 1400 WBAT Newsroom, I'm Weston Lee. The 1400 WBAT forecast for the rest of today, partly cloudy this afternoon, highs around 55. Tonight, partly cloudy, clearing after midnight, colder, lows around 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, highs around 58. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, lows around 42 degrees. You're listening to 1400 WBAT, your connection for sports, news, and information.
This is Lou Holtz, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show, and I have no reason why.
Murph's bringing us back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Hope everyone is having a happy Halloween. And boy, I hope you guys are passing out more candy than my kids got last night. What, about 1 in 10 houses had their light on? One Snicker bar out of the whole damn thing. Can you believe that? All right, before we get to our next guest, and we have a couple. Well, I guess one is technically a co-host, one is technically a guest. I need to tell you about Freightco. They are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus, that's in addition to, for all you St. Louis Cardinal fans out there, a competitive FSE, and that's on all dispatches. Now, I don't know what a CPM and an FSE are, but I guess my bet is if you're an owner-operator, you do. Plus, they put it in their ad, so it must be important, right? Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week and are home on weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, then give Ray a call. You better hurry up. He's going home to eat dinner here in a few. 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight-moving company. If you can't remember that, just remember GaryLSnyder.com has everything you could ever want to know about the meaning of life, plus all my sponsors. All right, joining us now, of course, is our co-host from 4:30 to 6, Tom Marquis. Say hi.
Happy Halloween. And you know, today is Halloween, Gary, so why would you take your kids trick-or-treating last night?
Well, because we had two opportunities, last night and tonight, and since I am here entertaining the masses today, I had to go last night. And also joining us is John U. Bacon. He is the author of Three and Out, Rich Rodriguez and the Michigan Wolverines in the Crucible of College Football. John, finally, welcome.
Yes, good to hear you, Gary, and thanks for your patience. We're bobbing and weaving here, but we got it all figured out, so here we are.
Well, hey, let me ask you, tell people a little bit about yourself and why you decided to write a book about Rich Rod.
Well, since you're in Northeast Indiana, you guys will appreciate this. This book came about mainly through dumb luck, and due to my connections to Culver Academy, he's not too far from you guys, in Culver, Indiana, which is about 45 minutes south of South Bend, of course. And anyway, long story short, of course, I've written four books before this, Sports and Business. The last one was Bo's Lasting Lessons, which came out in 07, a year after Bo passed away. And I wrote that one with him, and that was a lot of fun to write, as you might imagine, but that was truly a labor of love. This one was more like labor, since the last 3 years of Michigan football were not very glorious, obviously, and fraught with drama and tension and you name it. But anyway, it comes across the long way. My first job out of college was to teach at Culver Academies and coach hockey there under the legendary Al Clark. And one of my students there, Greg Farrell, was an all-state linebacker at Indiana. He wanted to go to Michigan, and I wanted him to, of course, but when he talked to Bo Schembechler about it, this is 1986-87, Greg said, "Hey, can you promise me you're going to be there in 4 years when I graduate?" And Bo says, of course, in his trademark growl, "Son, I can't promise you that." So once again, I gained admiration for Bo and his integrity. But that sends Greg Farrell down to Indiana to play for Bill Mallory. And that's, of course, one of Bo's buddies, as well as the father of three great Michigan football players, two captains. Anyway, they get down there to IU, and Greg ends up being part of the only Indiana team in 40 years to beat Michigan, so I'm sure Bo regretted that. But anyway, Greg ends up going on to be a financial advisor, and his boss about 2-3 years ago was Mike Wilcox, who happened to be Rich Rodriguez's financial advisor based out of Toledo. And in fact, it was Wilcox's office where Rodriguez, Mary Sue Coleman, the president of the university, and former AD Bill Martin all met to put together their very quick courtship in about 3 days. So in the process, Farrell asked me for 3 or 4 signed books of the book. I send them to him. He sends one to Mike, to Bill Mallory, one to Mike Wilcox, one to others. But Wilcox reads it, Rodriguez reads it, they both like it, And Wilcox says, hey, would you like to follow around Rich's program at close range for a season to see the spread offense, you know, hit the Big Ten and hit Michigan, which are very conservative places, of course, so not used to the spread offense. And I thought about it, and I talked to friends of mine in West Virginia, and I thought, hey, can't pass this up. Got to go for it. So the original idea, Gary, was a very simple and small one. I hunkered down with the team for 3 months to write 3 magazine articles on the spread offense, hitting the Big Ten, and in the hopes of hopefully getting a book contract out of that down the road. Well, all I can tell you, Gary, is 3 years later, here I am. So no one's plans, including mine, worked out as planned. And you can see that plans change in the different titles that we had. At first, it was all or nothing, kind of reflecting his gambling instincts. Then it was all in, which is the Michigan mantra for 2009. Then it was third and long going into the third season, 2010. Then after Rodriguez was fired in 2011, it became three and out. So right there you see the arc. It went from a football version of Coal Miner's Daughter to Shawshank Redemption, good guy gets dumped on and comes through, to Titanic, the ship that never should have sunk did. The hottest coach in America joins up with winning this program in America, and 3 years later, you've got a quickie divorce. So it's been a highly dramatic 3 years, and it's all in the book. But even if you're an ND fan or a Purdue fan or an IU fan, I can tell you this. It is the only look behind the doors of college football you are ever going to get.
You know, and you gave us a lot of information there, but what caught my eye or my ear was the fact that you were a hockey coach. Because my son plays hockey.
Ah, there you go. Well, then we're all crazy, I can tell you that. So I'm 5'8", so I'm too small for football, so hockey worked out pretty well.
Tom, you got something for John here?
Yeah, John, it's a pleasure to have you on board here. And I've taken a glance at your book there, and I am looking forward to reading it cover to cover because, as everybody knows, I'm the sports guy here, so we'll ask the sports question. I guess the obvious question is, what did Rich Rodriguez think of the book?
Well, he's not commented publicly yet, so I'll leave him to speak for himself. I can tell you that he's not thrilled by it. I don't think it's easy to read it by yourself. So any notion that it is too tilted towards him, I think you can refute it with that. It's hard to read about yourself, and he's a good human being, but one with flaws who made mistakes, like all of us, obviously. And those flaws and those mistakes are in the book. But I can also tell you that Lloyd Carr and Dave Brandon, the current AD, aren't very happy about it either. So it's I'm making a lot of friends over here, is all I can tell you.
So did you lose your press credentials to the Michigan press box? Because, you know, I am one to argue that the Michigan press box is one of the better ones, not because of the way it is now or any of that. It's because they have a full concession stand in the press box that is just awesome.
Well, it's went from one of the worst press boxes in the Big Ten, if not the worst, to one of the best overnight. So you can thank Bill Martin for that, the last AD. I've not lost the press credentials, but I have been moved to the highest seat in the entire stadium. So why that was, you'd have to ask Dave Brandon, but I went from front row to last row, and there are no other human beings in my row, so what does that tell you, I guess? It's been the source of a lot of joking with my media friends, of course. And one of them said, why, you got a rotten view? I said, no, I got a great view. I can see Detroit. I just can't see the game. So, but it is what it is, and I knew that some of that stuff was going to happen, and it has. But still, my choices were what? To be a PR man or tell the truth, and I did my best to tell the truth.
Tom?
I guess, you know, thinking about Michigan, and obviously it goes hand in hand with IU, and you know IU's having a rough season, and Michigan had a rough season there for a bit. But one of the games I think stands out with any Michigan fan, and that's the Appalachian State game. Can you kind of give us a behind the scenes look at what went on before, after, and during that game?
Yeah, in fact, there's a chapter called "A Strange Season" because the 2007 season, both at West Virginia, at LSU, and again at Michigan, kind of set up this whole very sudden marriage with some, you know, negative consequences. But I don't think the whole thing even would have gone down that way were it not for this historic loss against Appalachian State, 34-32, in 2007. Now, as an aside, by the way, I got to tell you that my Boba comes out 3 days before that game, so that was a big help. Thank you very much, Michigan Football. But this book comes out 2 months after Borders goes out of business, so my luck on this front has not been very great, but otherwise it's still selling very well. But this game against Appalachian State, a few things happen. One, Bo is gone. And after Bo passes away the day before the Ohio State game in 06, when Michigan's number two and Ohio State is number one, they lose four straight games. They lose to Ohio State. They lose to USC in the Rose Bowl. And they turn around and lose to Appalachian State. And while I can't quite pin that onto both passing alone, Bo is very good at talking to the players and getting them ready, even as a retired guy. So I think that had an effect there. The loss itself had two huge effects. One, it diminished Lloyd Cowher's power to name a successor, which is a power that Bo had that Lloyd desperately wanted. Two, it also diminished the stock of his two coordinators, Mike DeBoer, the offensive coordinator, who didn't score enough points. He scored one touchdown the next weekend against Oregon in a 39-7 loss at home. Very embarrassing. And then the defensive coordinator, Ron English, well, Appalachian State, an FCS team, you know, tagged you for 34 points at your place. They could not stop the spread offense. So the power of Lloyd Carr and his two coordinators all gets diminished. So at that point, you're pretty sure you're going to be going outside the family for the fourth time in a century to find your next coach. So that's a very dramatic turn of events, which starts long before Rich Rodriguez ever shows up in Ann Arbor.
Well, and I'm sure you point this out in your book. I'm working my way through it. But why Rich Rodriguez? And you know, he'd had some success down in West Virginia, but not I don't think the caliber that maybe you would think of as a Michigan coach. Why Rich Rodriguez? And you know, obviously they probably look at that as a mistake now. But what were they thinking at the time?
Well, it's easy to forget, and your points are well taken there, Gary, for sure, but it's easy to forget that in 2006, Alabama, West Virginia had beaten Georgia, the SEC champion, in the Sugar Bowl, which that year was in Atlanta because of Hurricane Katrina. So you beat one of the top six or seven teams, SEC champs, in their backyard, and you're from the Big East, so that was very impressive. A few weeks after that, he had turned down Alabama, and they end up taking Nick Saban. So people forget that Rich Rodriguez actually was one of the hottest coaches, if not the hottest coach in the country at that time. When Michigan comes around to Rich Rodriguez, the search itself was a complete mess. They were not ready for it, which is hard to imagine why they wouldn't be, because Lloyd Carr was 63 years old. You'd think you got to know he's going to retire pretty soon. But they were not ready for it, and that showed in the whole process. After 3 weeks, only one coach had been offered, and that was Greg Schiano of Rutgers, who turns down Michigan. Now the Michigan men, the former players, are up in arms. You know, since when did a Rutgers coach turn down Michigan? This is, you know, a bit embarrassing. And that's when the very rushed courtship of Richard Rodriguez begins, which the last 6 days start to finish. And more surprisingly, the first guy to call Richard Rodriguez is Lloyd Carr. The first guy to talk to Bill Martin about Richard Rodriguez is Lloyd Carr. 6 days later, Rich Rodriguez is your coach, and the day after that, Lloyd Carr is inviting his players to transfer if they want to, and he'll sign the forms. So this book has got a lot of palace intrigue, which will probably change the way people think about Michigan football for a long time.
All right, I know we have to start wrapping things up here. You got some more things to do. Real quick, is there anything you wanted to cover about your book that maybe Tom forgot to ask you?
Well, it's a long book, but the review's been very, very strong from George Will, Publishers Weekly, David Schuster, and New York Magazine. I'm the only reporter in 100 years who's gotten this kind of access inside a program, not just for 1 year, but for three. So it's kind of like Season on the Brink, Feinstein's classic about Bob Knight, times three. And thanks to this book, sad to say, probably no one's going to get this access again. So if you want to find out what it's like, no matter what team you're pulling for, there's plenty of good stuff in there about ND, Purdue, and IU in this book. If you want to find out what it's like to be a college football player coach, it's not what you think it is. It's very dramatic and very difficult, I think, and not that glamorous, but it is interesting. It's all in this book. And right now we're the top-selling sports book in the nation on Amazon. We beat out Moneyball in the first week of production. So it's getting good buzz, good reviews, and you can find out more on johnubacon.com.
Well, that was my next question, and I know you referenced a little bit of history about IU beating Michigan way back when. I think that was the last time IU actually tackled someone. Besides that, do you have webs? You mentioned your website. Do you have Facebook, Twitter, any of that social media stuff?
3,000 on Twitter. Got about 1,500 on Facebook. Got about 145,000 have subscribed to my weekly column on johneubanking.com. So that is by far my biggest outlet there. So check that out. I give you a free column every week that goes nationwide. It's been a lot of fun. So sales are good. And also, of course, IU almost beat Michigan the last 2 years. So those games are in the book as well. High drama there as well.
Well, and I kind of like, I don't like Michigan, but, you know, I went to Ball State. I played at Ball State, and I'm a big Brady Hoke fan.
Well, you're not alone there. What's good about Brady Hoke, he's not Les Miles. He's not Jim Harbaugh, these big names who played at Michigan and now obviously are great successes. But what's good about Brady Hoke from a Michigan point of view is that he's got no enemies here in Ann Arbor, no factions and so on. Everyone supported him. He's a very nice guy, clearly a solid coach. They're 7-1. And all the players I've talked to really like playing for the guy. So he's been a good balm for the last three or four crazy years.
Well, hey, thanks a lot, John, and a great book. And obviously, pick it up now wherever you can at any of your major retailers. Thanks a lot, and don't be a stranger, my friend.
Gary, likewise, call me anytime, buddy. Thanks.
Well, you know, hey, Tom, when you take a look at, you know, this book and his access that he's had to Michigan, the University of Michigan football program, and what's turning out to be a very tumultuous time in their football history, you just have to sit back and say, wow.
Oh, yeah, I'm like I said, I've read portions of the book and different parts of it. I was very intrigued with the book before. We even scheduled him to be on the show. So, I mean, I'm interested to see the whole story. I tell you, one of my reservations simply would be, is this another finger-pointing book that we were all anxious to read and all it is somebody pointing fingers? But I am interested to see, and another thing that I'm curious to see is where Rich Rodriguez might end up at. What kind of school might think that he'd be a good fit for him, for them?
Well, someone needs to, because I've seen him on the Big Ten Network, and he's awful.
Well, I think that's where coaches go to die, is the Big Ten Network.
I'm surprised he didn't have the IU Northwestern game this weekend. Because I think that's where they, if they want to punish one of their announcers or sideline reporters or color guys, they assign them to the IU game.
If fans want to be punished, they just got to turn on the IU game.
All right. Quick break, Tom, and we'll be right back.
You'll be back on the Balance Radio Network.
All right. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Welcome to the Warwick Hotel. Let me get your bags. This way, please. You're staying on 13. Most of our guests try to avoid the 13th floor after what happened. They say that the souls of those who perished there are trapped, and they want revenge. Well, nothing to concern yourself with. Here we are, 13th floor. See you at checkout time.
Haunted Hotel, the 13th floor, downtown Huntington. Accepting reservations every weekend in October. Get discount coupons wherever you buy Pepsi. Get tickets at hauntedhuntington.com. Haunted Hotel, the 13th floor. A new season of fear is here.
Going down?
Buy your tickets now at hauntedhuntington.com.
Work out anytime you want, 24/7 at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness, including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than a dollar a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
Hello, this is Governor Mike Huckabee, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Now, two things. Number one, the Haunted Hotel. Tonight is your last night. Head on up to Huntington. Great family value. Hit the Haunted Huntington Hotel. My daughter says it will scare the crap out of you. And trust me, my daughter would know. Oh, I think I just gave away too much information. All right, secondly, you heard the Anytime Fitness ad. Anytime Fitness right here in Marion. They're located right next to the Marsh North. You go in, you sign up for a one-year membership, which, by the way, starts at less than $1 a day. Mention my name. That's right. You get 2 free months on top of that one-year membership. Not a bad deal. Plus, you can use that Anytime Fitness membership at any Anytime Fitness across the U.S., and they are open 24/7. Work out on your schedule instead of the gyms. All right, we'll be back after the top of the hour news. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.